Brilliant, continue.
Okay. Slide number nine, profit and loss statement. As I said, revenues for the first quarter 2007 reached 31.3 million euros, up by 6.1% year on year. Raw materials and consumables reached 19.1 million euros, up by 6.3%. We produced 13,800 tons in this quarter, which was 4.1% more than the last year. The total staff costs amounted to euro 1.3 million in the first quarter 2007, a 10.1% year-on-year increase. However, total staff costs denominated in Czech korunas went up by 7.9% year-on-year. The total number of employees at March 31st, 2007 was 330, up by 3.8% year-on-year. Other net operating income or expenses amounted to euro 2.7 million in the first quarter 2007 and mainly represented both realized and unrealized forex changes related to balance sheet recalculations and mark-to-market revaluation of interest rate swaps at March 31st, 2007. These forex changes had no cash impact on the company. Consolidated depreciation and amortization reached euro 3.0 million in the first quarter 2007, down by 0.9% year on year. Finance costs related to the debt servicing amounted to euro 2.2 million in the first quarter 2007, a significant decrease of 44.5% when compared to the first quarter 2006. This substantial decrease is related to the repayments of the most expensive debt in the course of 2006. The company will focus on minimizing its finance costs even further in the upcoming periods. In the first quarter 2007, income tax represented a positive amount of euro 13,000 compared to the income tax expense of euro 757,000 in the same period last year. Slide number 10. This slide is showing profit development between quarter 1 2007 and quarter 1 2006. You can see again how large impact the non-cash forex changes and interest rate swaps adjustments have on the profitability of the company, and that if adjusted, the company is growing on and margins are being stable. Slide number 11, revenue breakdown. Revenues from sales of standard textiles or hygiene products reached euro 21.1 million, an increase of 5.8% in comparison with the same period in 2006. The proportion of revenues from sales of commodity textiles for the hygiene industry represented a 67.2% share on total revenues, almost unchanged from 67.4% in the same period in 2006. Revenues from sales of specialty products, where the company focuses most, were euro 6.13 million, up by 0.8% compared with the first quarter 2006. The proportion of specialty sales within total sales in the first quarter 2007 amounted to 19.6%. This development was anticipated by the company since some of the one-off orders for specialties from other territories which contributed to the sales increase last year were replaced as planned by a local production according to the agreement with the customer. Revenues from sales of non-hygiene products for construction, agriculture and medicine amounted to euro 4.2 million in the first quarter 2007, an increase of 16.6% over the first quarter 2006. In terms of geographical distribution, the company confirmed its strong and growing position in its core European market. Sales to Western Europe amounted to euro 17.5 million in the first quarter 2007, up by 36.6% more than in the same period last year. The revenues from sales to CEE and Russia reached euro 8.9 million, up by 5.6% year on year. The revenues from sales to other territories amounted to euro 4.9 million, down by 40.7% year on year due to the one-off orders from other territories last year which were not repeated, and this was fully planned and anticipated by the company. Regarding the cost composition, which is slide number 12, operating costs grew by 6.4%, including depreciation, and just slightly more than sales. This was given by higher polymer prices, by quite a substantial increase in electricity prices by almost 30%, and by a 10% increase in staff costs since the company started hiring staff for the new ACE production line, who are currently being trained on the existing production lines, and therefore these new employees do not contribute to the company's productivity 100%. Slide number 13, which is the balance sheet. Please note the main changes in terms of cash, bank loans due after 1 year, other payables, trade and other payables. Other changes are rather minor. The decrease in bank balances and cash is due primarily to the repayment of the costs the company incurred in connection with the IPO process, and of course there was also an impact of the CapEx. Bank loans due after 1 year, down by 23%. This is attributable to the repayment of the debt in the year 2006. Other payables, 275,000 only, comparing with 37.4 million in the year 2006. This is due to repayment of the shareholder debt to the shareholder. Slide number 14, cash flow statement, just proves what I said. You can see the change in payables, almost 5 million euros. You can see purchases of property, plant and equipment, means CapEx, almost 3.6 million euros. And the other changes are rather minor. Regarding the CapEx development, you can see on slide number 15 that CapEx development in the year 2006 was reaching almost 1 million euros. That was a maintenance CapEx only, so nothing was spent for a expansion CapEx. In the year 2007, you can see the maintenance CapEx reached 0.3 million euros, while expansion CapEx reached 3.33 million euros, and it's fully connected with our line, our new ACE production line. CapEx to revenues in the year 2006 reached 3.3%, and CapEx to revenues in the year 2000 reached 11.5%. Slide number 16, debt and borrowings development. We have reduced our absolute level of debt by 35.6%. This was due to repayment of the most expensive debt, which was proved by the interest costs down. Net debt to EBITDA decreased from 4.3 times in quarter one 2006 to 2.7 times in quarter one 2007, and as Mr. Bogdan already said, in quarter two 2007, we have successfully refinanced all of our existing debt, which is the next slide, slide number 17. Here is the overview of the former debt, which was divided into three tranches, tranche A, B, and C. Now it's all repaid, and the company is refinanced with a new bank loan facility. This time, the loan facilities are divided into revolving credit and overdraft credit. The revolving credit, the company can use up 130 million euros of a revolving credit and 20 million euros of a overdraft credit. The main benefits for the company coming out from the financing is the cash flow boost. This is a non-amortizing debt. We think that this is a non-amortizing debt with lower finance costs. We think that we will be able to save about 1.4 million euros each year on the finance costs, and because it's non-amortizing debt, we will not pay any scheduled repayments under the previous facility, which in the year 2007 represented an amount of 13.3 million euros. So altogether, we are sure that we will be able to increase our free cash by 15 million euros or on the annual basis. If that also refinancing helped or brought greater flexibility to Pegas, the large increase in cash flow may allow Pegas to accelerate CapEx program or pay dividends earlier or repay debt or a combination of all three. Unfortunately, for the time being, Pegas cannot give you any more details on terms and conditions on the new facilities due to the ongoing syndication process.